Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night postal workers out there, all my mailmen and women out there, making sure that people get their packages on time and their mail on time. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear loading truck drivers, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion, because school has started for some and is about to start for a whole lot more. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local funeral home workers, all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well, all my local funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. It is another day of Falcons training camp. They will be back at practice yet again. And today, the first padded practice. That's right. It's about to get real as the pads are coming on. And look, there are going to be some new things to watch out for. So if you're going to practice today, I'm letting you know what you need to be watching. You definitely need to be watching out for the line of scrimmage, the battles among the line of scrimmage, because with the pads on, it's going to look a lot different now. We talked about, I think it was yesterday, and we talked about this when I did my show on Sunday live from Flower Branch with Mikey P, Mike Johnson, former Atlanta Falcons offensive lineman. We talked about this Sunday, and like I said, I talked about it a little bit yesterday with you, but when the pads aren't on, and we heard about obviously the defense looking good, and look, that's still, you still got to tip your hat to the defense, and you still feel good about the defense looking good and pressuring the offense like they did a couple practices ago. But Mike Johnson made a great point when I was talking with him about this on Sunday. When you don't have pads on, there's only so much you can do as an offensive lineman. You can't take anybody to the ground. You can't really put your hands on them and get physical with them the way you want to because there's no pads. You can't get into their shoulder pads, can't hold on to their shoulder pads. So it's not too much you can do. So if guys are blitzing and they want to get in the backfield, like my boy Mike Johnson said, they're going to get in the backfield. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of how much can you kind of get in their way and stall before they get in the backfield because they're going to be able to do that. So the offensive line, until the pads come on again, which is today, seem like they're at a little bit of a disadvantage when going up against the defensive line. But now that the pads are on, playing field's a little bit leveled out. Playing field's a little bit more even. So definitely got to watch the line of scrimmage if you're going to be up at Falcons practice today at Flower Branch. We will be there. The Sports Radio 99 The Game is going to be there. The morning shift going to be there at the top of the hour. Steakhouse going to be there. Andy and Randy going to be there. And Dukes and Bell, they're going to be at the Taj Mahal Hooters, the Hooters at the Mall of Georgia, as they usually are, as our training camp coverage continues. But it should be another great crowd. I'm expecting another great crowd out there. The crowds have been phenomenal every open practice, and I don't expect that to change because Falcons fans, they know what it is, and they are excited to see their team in any way, shape, or form. And I'm ready, too. And look, we have Thursday is the Hall of Fame game, and then this Friday is going to be the last Friday without football. After this Friday, there's nothing but football left. I mean, because football season is here, so it's exciting times for sure. But really excited to see what happens with the padded practice today and obviously moving forward. Like I said, you want to watch out for the lines of scrimmage for sure. Also want to watch, you know, wide receivers and DBs because, again, now you feel like maybe the DBs and the receivers to that point can maybe get a little bit more handsy, do a little bit more hand fighting. Not to say they couldn't during, while there was no pads, you still could because, you know, obviously wide receivers and DBs a little bit different. They're obviously not getting as physical as offensive and defensive linemen are, but that will still be interesting to watch as well because when pads come on, things get a little bit different as well too. And so we'll see. But when the pads come on, I mean, there are times when, and we hear about it every year at training camp, pads come on and guys that look good without pads sometimes don't look quite as good. And the guys that didn't look maybe as good without pads on, they start to shine with the pads on. So I'm sure we'll hear even more of that today as well with it being the first padded practice. So should be interesting, should be fun to see, and definitely excited to see the takeaways and videos and all that coming out of Falcons training camp this morning. But it is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios on a Tuesday morning here on the Hometown Take as we're getting you ready for another day of Falcons training camp practice. And I do want to transition to letting you hear a couple of cuts from Hall of Fame tight end Shannon Sharpe. He was on the midday show with Andy and Randy yesterday, and he had a couple of things to say about Kyle Pitts that I thought was pretty interesting. And I want to first let you hear Shannon Sharpe talking about how he feels injuries have affected Kyle Pitts' career. Because, again, look, I'm not going to necessarily make a huge excuse for him, but we know obviously what he did in year one, nearly breaking Mike Ditka's rookie receiving record for tight end. And the expectations after seeing what Kyle Pitts did in his rookie season, the expectations were put obviously very high. And then he had, what was it, a meniscus issue, and he had to have surgery on that. And then obviously he had the quarterback play that wasn't great up until he got Kirk for the first half of the season. So you understand to a point, but still, Drake London had the same quarterback play, and he continued to get better and better every year. His numbers continued to go up, while Kyle Pitts' numbers went the opposite way. So I don't want to necessarily make that excuse, but Shannon Sharp said yesterday on the Midday Show that he really thinks injuries have affected Kyle Pitts' career in a negative way. Take a listen.
Well, I think the biggest thing is to stay healthy. It's hard to perform at an elite level when you're injured. Even the slightest nick can throw you off and it starts messing with your head. And plus, he had such an outstanding rookie year. There are not a whole lot of rookie tight ends that come in and off the clip, go get you a grand. And that's what he did. So the bar was raised extremely high. And he had to deal with a lot of different quarterbacks. He was dealing with injuries.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're definitely valid points. It's just, at this point, I'm tired of making excuses for Kyle Pitts. If we're being quite honest, I want to go out there and ball. And look, okay, maybe you haven't been 100% up until this point. I don't know. I mean, it seemed like you were just about 100% last year, and then obviously he's rehabbing from something this year. Obviously, he's rehabbing a little bit right now, and so he's, you know, having some days where he's doing stuff on the side and things of that nature. We know that, but look, if you're out there, I expect you to perform at a certain type of level. And look, nobody's ever really 100%. We're all NFL players are dealing with their own nagging injuries and things that, you know, talk to you and irritate you all throughout the season. So if you're out there, I expect you to perform at a certain level. So again, I'm definitely not discrediting what obviously a Hall of Fame tight end says and Shannon Sharp. And hopefully, again, Kyle Pitts is going to be as healthy as he's ever been this year, and he can show that he is still worth that fourth overall pick. And he still has a lot in the tank, and he still can be a top receiver, a top pass catcher at the tight end position. But I got to see it. I'm tired of hearing about, oh, what he could be. Oh, he's got all the tools. Oh, he's got all the ability. Oh, he's got all the skill. I know he does. That's why it's so frustrating when he doesn't do what you would hope that he'd be doing right now. So, again, not discrediting what Shannon Sharp says at all. I definitely understand where he's coming from, and, you know, he's looking out for fellow tight end brethren. I get it, but I need to see it this year. I need to see it. And at this point, I am – obviously, I hope Kyle Pitts has a big season. And I hope he has, you know, another sort of kind of breakout year after having a few down years since his rookie year. I hope he has another big season. Hope he, you know, gets, maybe he gets 1,000 yards. Hopefully he gets, I don't care about the yardage, how much yardage he has, because, again, you're going to find Drake London. Drake London is going to get his. Darnell Mooney is going to get his. Raven McLeod's going to get his. Like, other guys are going to get plenty of yards. Bijan Robinson is going to get his receiving and rushing. So, I'm not necessarily worried about the yardage. I want to see the touchdowns. I want to see this guy be the red zone threat, be the vertical threat that we expected him to be coming out of Florida. And I want to see him show more of that unicorn type stuff that we heard about when he was the fourth overall pick. That's what I more so want to see. I don't necessarily care about the yardage. I want to see the touchdowns, and I want to see the skill set, the unicorn-ness, for lack of a better term. I want to see that. So we'll see if we get it. But I do want to let you hear one more from Shannon Sharp here as we got a couple of minutes. He is expecting a big season out of Kyle Pitts if he does stay healthy.
He does have a very, very unique skill set. He's a guy that's tremendous run after the catch. He's a big target. He can run good routes. So I'm expecting a big year, but he can only have a big year if he's healthy. And I had this conversation. I said, bro, when they start talking about these tight ends, they need to talk about you. You hear them talk about LaPorta, and they talk about McBride, and they talk about Hawkinson, and they talk about Travis Kelce. I said, bro, you have the ability. You can run routes like a receiver. You're fluid. You can drop your hips. You can get in and out of breaks. You can make tough contested catches. You're great run after the catch. And he said, man, you know, you're right. He said, but I just got to stay healthy.
Okay, well, hopefully he can stay healthy, because it sounds like he should be doing this, that, and third. And again, we heard everything Shannon Sharpe just said there. His ability to drop his hips, run deep routes, beat guys on the outside. I've heard it all. And look, he's right. He is supposed to be doing all of that. That's why we drafted him fourth overall. But we haven't seen it. And whether it's because he hasn't been able to stay healthy, whether it's because bad quarterback play, whether it's because he hasn't been running routes as crisp as he should, whatever the reason is, it needs to be fixed this year, and he needs to be a big contributor to this team. Again, I don't necessarily care more so about yards, but be that red zone threat that we thought you could be. Be that vertical threat that we thought you could be. Become that mismatch on either a smaller DB or a slower linebacker that we thought you would be, but you haven't been thus far in your career. It's put up or shut up time, and he's in a contract year, so I would like to think he's going to put up. Now, whether that means he'll get a contract with the Falcons, I don't know. But I hope, and I would like to think that Kyle Pitts is going to have one of his better years with it being a contract year, but we shall see. You never know. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take about 5 minutes from now, we will continue to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, and we will continue to let you hear from some Falcons on the other side, as we got a slew of Falcons audio we will let you hear from here coming up next on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yo, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. You download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and all of your smart devices. Then, once you got it, again, download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices. You search for the radio station, 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, follow the radio station, subscribe to it. There's a little three dots at the top right corner. You'll be able to press that and follow it and subscribe to the radio station. And once you do that, do the same thing with all the great shows here on the radio station. My show, obviously, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, the shows on the weekend, too, Sam and Greg from The Diamond, all of the great shows on the weekend as well, too. Follow them, subscribe to them, and then you'll be able to get live push notifications about when shows go live, when they're about to have guests on live, like The Morning Shift. They're going to have Terry Fontenot live at 8 o'clock, so make sure you set your alarm clocks for that. Again, Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot will be live on The Morning Shift, live from Flowery Branch, as they're going to be broadcasting live along with The Steakhouse and Andy and Randy today. But make sure you tune into The Morning Shift at 8 a.m. for Terry Fontenot, Falcons general manager. But again, follow all the shows, follow the radio station, subscribe to it on the Odyssey app, and you'll get live push notifications about guests when the shows go live. You'll get push notifications about when shows get audio and articles posted to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows, favorite segments, favorite interviews, all that and more. You'll be able to go back and listen to shows in their full entirety. You'll be able to do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So again, download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. All right. Continuing on the Falcons train, we will get to the Braves because they did make a move. They did make a trade. Not anything too crazy, but they have made a trade as the trade deadline does continue to approach. Going to be Thursday, the trade deadline is 31st. So Thursday we'll have the trade deadline. But we'll talk about the Braves more. And they looked, they got the win last night, 10-7. Got some power from La Bestia, Marcelo Zuna, the big bear, hit a big fly. And we got a homer from Austin Riley, too. And the Braves got the win. So that was good. But we'll talk more about that. And again, and the trade they made in just a couple of minutes. But do want to continue on talking about the Atlanta Falcons. Morgan Fox, he hasn't been talked about a lot, but he's a guy that's so far in practice, he's been getting a lot of first-team reps with that defensive line room and on that the interior of the defensive line. A defensive tackle came over from he was with the Chargers last year and has spent a good amount of time with the Chargers. But he's a veteran defensive tackle coming over, and he should be a good veteran. I think he's going into year 10 this year. He's in year 10, or he's done 10 years, and he's going to year 11, or this is going to be year 10 for him. But either way it goes, he's a vet, and he's going to be able to help these young guys. When you talk about Brandon Dorlus, when you talk about Ruka Roro, when you talk about Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., he's going to be able to help these guys along, just like a David Onyemata is going to be able to help these defensive linemen as well, and these guys in the front seven. Morgan Fox was talking to Good Morning Football the other day, and he explained why he thinks this Falcons team is going to make the postseason. And look, we've all talked about the expectations. It's go time for the Falcons. It's time to – it really should have been last year, but we all know how that went. We won't reopen that wound, but it's time. There is no excuse, no reason the Falcons should not be a playoff team this year. And they really, in my opinion, should win the NFC South. I mean, if we're just keeping it honest, we're keeping it being. I mean, we showed last season we could beat the Bucks, and I feel like we're better. We swept the Bucks last year, and I feel like we're better, a better team this year than we were last year. And again, not to say the Bucks are still the Bucks. And sure, maybe they got a little better. I don't know. But I don't feel like they're better than the Falcons. They're going to be without Tristan Wirfs to start the year. Going to be without Chris Godwin to start the year. So that first game, the Falcons are definitely at an advantage. And look, knock on whatever this table is made out of, the Falcons have to stay healthy here throughout too. We aren't at week one yet. We still got a little ways to go. So they still got to stay healthy and take care of business on their front. But right now, I'm not saying at all it's going to be easy. It's a division game. It's game one. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a fight. But it's a fight the Falcons should win, period. And so not only should they be a playoff team, but I think they should win the NFC South as well. And Morgan Fox, again, on Good Morning Football, explains why he believes the Falcons are a postseason team this year.
Man, you know, I'm not a big prediction guy, but just from the stuff I've been around, you know, just getting here this year, what's really cool to see is the details and the focus from top to bottom, from staff to players, from everybody in the building. The focus is on winning games and being the best we can be every play. You know, you see that the quarterback position, you see it, you know, through the whole offense and then on defense, you know, with the amount of young guys we have, just everybody being so locked in and together and being welcoming to each other. But then, you know, holding each other to a standard, I think that's a big thing is, you know, we have a standard of operation. We have a standard of playing. And it's you have a mark of a good team when everybody's holding each other to it.
Absolutely. And look, we've talked about it, and it's kind of gotten overblown as far as the training camp, skirmishes, fights, whatever you want to call them. I do think they've gotten a little overblown. But, again, you know, Jeff Olbert did come out and say he did think things went a little too far. But whatever's been made of the training camp, skirmishes, fight, look, the point is that there has been intensity in all of these Falcons practices. There has been, and Mike said it on Sunday when we were broadcasting live at Flowery Branch, there has been a business-like approach to this Falcons team. You know, they're having their fun, and you know, they're not too uptight or anything like that. But when it's practice time, they're going. There isn't a lot of horsing around or playing around or anything like that. I mean, you know, you see the fights happening, you know. So it's an intense business-like approach for this Falcons football team because they know there's an expectation. There is a expectation of this team needing to be in the postseason this year. They know they've got the talent. And all these guys are ready to be in the postseason. I mean, these guys, a lot of this core has not been in the postseason before. Michael Penix Jr. obviously hasn't been in the playoffs. He's going into year two. Bijan, going into year three, hasn't been in the postseason. Drake London, he's going into year four, hasn't been in the postseason. Kyle Pitts hasn't been in the playoffs. So a lot of the defense, too. A lot of these guys don't know what playoff football is like. And they want that taste, and they're ready to get that taste of playoff football. And trust me, us fans, whoo, boy, are we ready for our team to be back in the postseason. That's why there's this excited and almost a little bit of anxious buzz around the city. And that's why you see 5,000 people showing up and cheering on the team at the Hill at Falcons training camp, because everybody knows this team is capable and everybody knows this team should be in the postseason. It's just a point of them going to get it done. So hopefully they do it. And while we are on the topic of expectations, Arthur Blank, the Falcons owner, he talked to the NFL Network. I said I was going to play some of this yesterday, but we ran out of time, and so I didn't get to it. So we're going to play it now for you because I'm a man of my word. But Arthur Blank, Falcons owner, was talking to Steve Wyche of the NFL Network on, I believe it was Saturday, and he was talking about there being an expectation for the team this year.
Well, you know, there always is. From a fan standpoint, from a player standpoint, from an ownership standpoint, we expect to be competitive. We expect to be, you know, in the running all year. We definitely want to get to the playoffs. That's obviously our goal. And everybody understands that. So we have a plan, and we're going to work it and execute it and hopefully come out with the results that we want to see as the year goes on.
There you have it. So goals to get to the playoffs, that's the expectation. And Falcons are working their tails off right now to make sure they reach that goal this season. All right, it is Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning as we continue to get you ready for another day of Falcons training camp. First day of padded practice going to be today. I will, while we have a couple of minutes, as promised, talk about the Atlanta Braves. Good night for the Braves last night. They got their first win in like six games. They snapped a five-game losing streak. Got a 10-7 win over the Kansas City Royals last night. You got homers from Austin Riley. Ronald Acuña Jr. hit an absolute bomb. I think it was like, 456 feet or something like that. He hit a moonshot. Marcelo Ozuna, the big bear, hit a big fly last night. So that was good to see as well. 10 runs overall for the Braves. So that was good to see. The offense get going as well. Yerkson Profar went 2-for-5. He had an RBI as well. Matt Olson 1-for-5 with an RBI. The team drew a high 14 walks. I mean, 14 walks is crazy work. So they were doing a good job getting on base, being patient as well with good approaches. Ronald Acuña Jr., 2-for-4, 2 RBIs, and again had the homer. Austin Riley went 2-for-6. He got plenty of at-bats last night. He had 4 RBIs as well. Marcelo Ozuna 2-for-3 again with the homer and 1-for-3, had 2 RBIs with the home run. And Nick Allen, 1-for-3 as well. Mike Harris went 0-for-4, but good news, he did win player of the week in the National League after he had just a dominant series against the Texas Rangers. So shout out to Money Mike, and hopefully he can continue to build up towards next season and stay hot for next season. But again, a much needed win for the Braves. Spencer Strider did get the win, goes 5 innings, only gives up 7 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, 2 walks. Only 3 strikeouts, but hey, a win is a win is a win. And Spencer Strider will take it, and the Atlanta Braves will take it. So, yeah, you can't complain at all about anything when you get a win, especially when you're on a 5-game losing streak. So, again, good stuff for the Braves. They did make a trade. I do need to mention that really quickly. They did get Carlos Carrasco from the New York Yankees in exchange for cash consideration. So, get another pitcher in here, get another arm, another guy to help, you know, find another guy who can throw some innings and get some innings for you, because we know, obviously, this Braves starting pitching rotation is absolutely decimated. So Braves bringing in some more help on the pitching front. And again, trade deadline is Thursday. We'll see what moves the Braves make, but it is going to be interesting to see what else maybe Alex Anthopoulos has up his sleeve. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, about 5-6 minutes from now, we got to get into some national NFL headlines, contracts getting signed, contracts getting reworked, some weird things going on in the NFL as well as this Christian Wilkins story continues to develop. And we got to congratulate one NFL Hall of Famer and college football head coach, because he's been battling, and hopefully he is on the right side in the end of the battle now. We'll talk about that next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to your early morning sports fix. This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. That's right. We got the studio going up. On a Tuesday, shout out to my girl, Noelle White, holding it down behind the glass, doing a great job as always. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Morning Shift, live from Atlanta Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch coming up next. Make sure you stay tuned and stay locked into the station for that again. They will have Atlanta Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. 8 o'clock. So make sure you are tuned in for that and hear the morning shift. Talk all things Atlanta Falcons football with the Falcons GM Terry Fontenot again at 8 o'clock this morning. But we still got a few minutes to play with here. Again, appreciate you tuning in. We are going to get into some national headlines here. And I want to start with this. And I want to start with a big congratulations to one Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, now cancer-free. He did have to get his bladder removed after he had cancer in his bladder, but he is now cancer-free after he battled and has now again beat bladder cancer. So he announced yesterday that he underwent surgery to remove his bladder after doctors discovered a tumor there. And Sanders said that since the surgery, there have been no traces of cancer and that he will continue to coach this season. So, man, that is just great news to hear. One, obviously, that he has beaten the cancer. Hopefully it doesn't come back. We know, obviously, cancer is a nasty, just nasty disease. And then this is obviously secondary, but it's good that he'll be able to come back and coach as well. Again, his health is the main thing. I think we would all rather have Deion Sanders be alive, healthy, and well than, you know, and if he had to sacrifice coaching for that, I think we would all be okay with that. I hope we would all be okay with that. I know I darn sure would be, but again, just happy to hear that, again, he is cancer-free and he is healthy and he'll be able to still coach because, look, however you feel about Deion Sanders and, you know, his takes on certain things or how he coaches football or how his coaching styles, however you feel about that, it doesn't matter when it comes to you talk about a person's health because you never wish any sort of, you know, illness or ill will on anybody, and it's just good to know that he is going to be okay. But he did talk about in a video, a YouTube video that I think he uploaded it, he was talking about how he had to write a will and how that was not easy for him. And it's tough because, and he said it's tough because, you know, you have to think about, you know, when you're writing your will, it's, you're obviously thinking about you not being on this earth any longer. And that is a tough thing to think about, especially when you're Coach Prime, when you feel like, you know, you're still fairly young when you look at the grand scheme of things and you feel like, you know, you still got a lot of years left. And I'm sure he still has a lot of goals that he wants to reach as far as the coaching goes. So I'm sure that definitely had to be tough for Coach Prime. But again, just happy that he is healthy, happy that he is cancer free. And again, this is secondary, but happy he'll still be able to remain on the sideline as the Colorado Buffaloes head coach as well. So congratulations to Coach Prime for beating that cancer. So, man, can't be happy enough for him. All right, some NFL headlines for you as promised. A little bit of news in the NFC South yesterday. How about Baker Mayfield getting his contract reworked because he's getting a little guaranteed money that he wasn't going to have before? So Baker Mayfield gets his contract reworked, and basically with the reconstruction of the contract, he's going to have $30 million of guaranteed money in 2026. And prior to this contract reworking, he didn't have any guarantees in 2026. So, look, I think Baker Mayfield, as much as I want to beat the Bucks and as much as I want to see the Bucks be second place to the Falcons in the NFC South, you have to give Baker Mayfield credit where credit is due. Ever since he's come to the Bucks, he has helped not only stabilize that franchise after losing Tom Brady, but he has found himself a home, and he has made himself into a top-tier quarterback. And I'll be honest, too, Baker Mayfield, I've told this story before. He went to my cousin's high school, Lake Travis High School, and I had a chance to, again, it was very, very quick. I literally just shook his hand and introduced myself, and he introduced himself. But I did meet Baker Mayfield, and he seems like a good guy. And I know the start of his NFL career wasn't probably didn't go ideal for him, obviously. And, you know, I don't think he had the fairest shake in Cleveland. I don't think, you know, he necessarily had the best go of it. And, you know, I think he kind of got done dirty after taking Cleveland to the postseason for the first time, and I don't know how many years it was, but he's coming to Tampa, and again, like I said, he's done a good job stabilizing that franchise, and he's picked up, well, I'm not going to say he picked up right where Tom Brady left off, because Tom Brady obviously won a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers, but he's done a good job keeping Tampa Bay from having to go toward, you know, having to completely tank. They were able to, again, kind of, for lack of a better term, pick up where they left off as far as still staying relevant and making the postseason and things of that nature. So you got to, again, as much as we want to beat Baker Mayfield, as much as I want Baker Mayfield to throw, you know, 7 interceptions against the Falcons in both games they play this year, I still have to give credit where credit is due when it comes to Baker Mayfield. So I do think that $30 million of guaranteed money that he's going to get in 2026 that he wasn't going to get before, I do think it's well-earned. So congratulations to Baker Mayfield. Speaking of getting money and getting bags, how about this? Broncos wide receiver Courtland Sutton gets a 4-year, $92 million contract extension from the Broncos. He was a team captain and will continue to be a team captain. He gets that extension that will run through the 2029 season. The deal includes $41 million in guarantees. And with the $14 million Sutton could have earned this season, a $13.5 million, again, base salary and $500,000 workout bonus, is now fully guaranteed to go with $27 million in guarantees over the 4 years of the extension. So a nice little bag for Courtland Sutton. He was in the final year of his 4-year, $60.8 million deal he signed late in the 2021 season. And obviously, again, he reported to camp, and he said Coach Sean Payton said there would have been good communication between the team and Sutton's representatives, and so they were able to work it out and get a deal done. So Courtland Sutton got himself a nice deal. And look, this is important for the Falcons in a way because they don't need to rush giving Drake London an extension, but this is, you know, I think we would all agree that, you know, I think we would put Courtland Sutton in the category of Drake London. They're definitely, and Drake London, I think Drake London's probably maybe a little bit better. Courtland Sutton's a great player, but, you know, I would take Drake London over Courtland Sutton. But the point is that when you see a four-year, $92 million contract extension for Courtland Sutton. That makes you think, okay, well, Drake's going to want something a little over this, or at least in this ballpark. So it just lets you know, gives you an idea of what that contract is going to look like for Drake London when it is time to pay him. Now, they did pick up his fifth-year option, and they still have time as far as giving Drake London that extension. Nothing they need to worry about now, but it is something you look at as far as something that's coming up here in the near future as far as a Drake London contract extension goes. All right, we do have to talk about this. Before we get to the Christian Wilkins story, we're going to talk about a funny story here that has to do with a former Atlanta Falcon, Cordarrelle Patterson. He said, bump Adam Schefter, bump Ian Rappaport. He's going to break the news himself on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. He announced that he was released by the Pittsburgh Steelers on his day off. He tweeted this, posted this on X, again, whatever you want to call it. Breaking news with three of the exclamation point emojis. Pittsburgh Steelers release old washed-up Cordarrelle Patterson on his day off. Oh, that's funny. And again, yeah, you know, Cordell at this point, he can retire. I'm sure he ain't hurting for money or anything like that. But, you know, maybe he felt away for sure. I mean, obviously it can't be fun getting released at all, especially if you still want to play football. But it does seem like Cordarrelle Patterson did at least have a little bit of fun with it for sure. And so he and Rappaport, I think, had a great response. He quote tweeted Cordarrelle Patterson's tweet and put the one of the Friday gifts, you know, when Smokey and Craig are going, damn. I thought that was pretty funny. But by moving on from Patterson, when you talked about the Steelers side of this, they are going to save $2.8 million in cap space. The team initially signed the veteran running back last offseason when that rule change to kickoffs was made. Obviously, we know Cordarrelle Patterson, what, most touchdowns when it comes to kickoff returns of all time. So he just had 11 kick returns for 240 yards in his one season with the Steelers last year, and that did mark his second lowest season total after recording just 153 yards on seven returns back in 2023. He got limited by a midseason ankle injury, played in 13 games last season with 135 yards on 32 carries, 12 receptions on 14 targets and 80 yards and a touchdown. He did not participate in the team's offseason activities and didn't participate in any of the team's first four training camp practices this season. So, you know, and they like he was out there and, you know, expecting anything. Maybe the writing was on the wall. And, you know, obviously he was probably waiting for another deal, too, because it was just a one-year deal. So they were, again, he probably saw the writing on the wall. And, you know, it is what it is. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities to think Cordarrelle Patterson won't get picked up by another team. But again, you know, he is obviously up there in age, and we'll have to see whether or not, you know, a team covets the skill set of a Cordarrelle Patterson and then what Cordarrelle Patterson still obviously has left in the tank. So we will see what happens there. I did see some Falcons fans wanting Cordarrelle Patterson back. I'm good on that. Bijan, Tyler Algier, I think that's enough. And, you know, so I'm honestly good on that. Again, we had a great time with Cordarrelle Patterson here, and I don't think he necessarily needs to be brought back. All right, got a couple minutes left here. We're going to get to one more NFL story here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Christian Wilkins, who was released by the Raiders this past Thursday, it is now coming out that he kissed a fellow player on the head, and the teammate took offense to it, and that started a little scrum, and again, not the main reason he was released. Main reason he was released is because how he treated the rehab to his foot injury. He wasn't, again, you know, I guess taking maybe the rehab as seriously and attacking it the way he needed to attack it. And so that was the main reason he got released. And so the Raiders voided the remaining $35.2 million of his guaranteed money left on his contract. They did it on June 4th. And so he was released with the designation of terminated vested veteran. But, you know, there, with that coming out with it is on top of that, and it ain't a great look. And you wonder if this will impact Christian Wilkins getting picked up by another team. Again, I don't know. It said it was, you know, playful, but again, sometimes there's just you got to know what you can, you got to know how you can joke around with certain people. Some people you can, you know, maybe quote unquote push the envelope a little bit. Some guys you can't do that with, though. Some people you can't do that with, though. I just won't limit it to guys. You just can't joke around. You can't joke around with everybody the same way. You got to know your audience. Got to know your group. You got to know the person you're talking to or joking around with. So, and there's a time and place for everything. And that didn't seem like the time or the place to do what he did. So, again, it's a weird story, and I don't know if, again, Christian Wilkins seems like a very good, has been a solid football player since he's been in the NFL, and obviously was very good at Clemson, but this could impact whether or not he gets picked up and maybe how quickly he gets picked up. I mean, if a team really, you know, needs somebody, needs that interior defensive lineman, you know, I'm sure they'll probably pick him up, but it could impact how quickly maybe he is picked up. So we'll see how it goes. We'll continue to monitor and continue to keep you up to date. But that is my time here on the Hometown Take on a Tuesday morning. We'll be back tomorrow on a hump day, Wednesday. We continue to talk about Falcons training camp. We'll let you know what went down from Falcons practice today, how the first day of padded practice looked. We'll recap to all of that, let you hear from some Falcons, and many more. Let you hear from Terry Fontenot on the morning shift. Again, Terry Fontenot will be on the morning shift 8 a.m. this morning, so make sure you tune in from that. We'll let you hear that interview tomorrow on the Hometown Take. We'll let you hear some of that interview on the Hometown Take tomorrow as well. But speaking of the morning shift, they're coming up next, live from Atlanta Falcons training camp. Mike Johnson, Mikey P, Ali Mack, and Bo Squid Billy Morgan, ready to give you all the sights and sounds from Atlanta Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. They're coming up next, live from Falcons training camp. The morning shift coming up next on Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.